Hi everyone, this is Jackie Cooper with J. Cooper Travels, and I often get a question about travel insurance, and today I'm going to be talking more about travel insurance and the difference between airline travel insurance versus independent travel insurance and what's right for you. In today's fluid time with what's going on, a lot of times people think that you're going to be saving money by just getting the airline travel insurance. Let's see, what is being covered and what's not being covered. You've planned your travel, found a flight, can't wait to book the trip on the airline's website. But right after you hit the payment button, you have a question that they ask, do you want to add travel insurance? Now, it's a booking option that has stumped many travelers, and you may think you need it, but what does the airline insurance really cover? And would it be better to purchase separate travel insurance from an independent company? So here's what we're going to do is I'm going to break down with you various options and what is covered and what is not covered. All right, airline travel insurance. For starters, every airline's travel protection coverage is different. Some airlines, like Southwest, don't offer any sort of trip protection for purchase with regular flights, but they do have an insurance option for Southwest Vacations. United, on the other hand, offers full travel insurance through a partnership with AIG, which I also offer, while British Airways offers protection with Alliance, which I also offer. So be aware that while you may be purchasing insurance through the airline, your policy is likely underwritten by a third-party insurer. Airlines offer a wide variety of travel insurance policies with varying benefits. So you can so it's really important for you to read the fine print to understand your specific coverage. Now, you know, if you're like a lot of people, we don't always read our insurance coverages until we actually need it. So here are some examples. Trip cancellation or interruption means that you'll get a refund of whatever you've paid up to a certain amount if you have to cancel or postpone your trip due to a covered reason. Reimbursement for lost or delayed baggage, emergency medical coverage, and or assistance while traveling. Those are three major areas: trip cancellation, lost baggage, emergency medical. Coverage isn't the only thing that can vary. So does the price. One airline might sell a policy for less than $15, while others may be more than five times the amount. And this is another instance in which it's critical to compare the details of what you're actually getting. And here are two examples of policies via United and Alaska. So again, on my screen, they are showing two different policies where one says, yes, insure my trip for $14. No, I will travel without this insurance. I understand that by declining, I may be responsible for substantial cancellation fees and delay expenses. Again, the travel options will vary in terms of what is being covered, whether it's for lost baggage, flight cancellation, missed connections, flight refund, or medical expenses. A few cons to consider. One potential downside of purchasing travel insurance through your airline is that you only have the option of that airline partner's provider, which may not be your first choice or may not offer the coverage you want or need. United, for example, offers protection through AIG, which covers 100% of your trip costs. And like I said, I do offer that. If you have to cancel travel plans, British Airways, on the other hand, offers a plan through Alliance that covers only up to $1,000 for trip cancellation and protection, often less than a single international flight. So when booking travel protection or insurance through an airline, you usually won't have the option to fully customize your plan. For example, if you'll be participating in activities that aren't approved by some plans, like ballooning or volunteer work or bouldering, you may not be able to upgrade to a plan that covers the riskier activities. However, if you're not expecting the need for any special coverage, though some would argue that you would never expect to need it, clicking the box on the checkout page while booking your flight is often an easy and inexpensive option. Just make sure to read the fine print that you know exactly what you're covered and what's not to avoid disappointment when you have to make a claim. Because the other thing to keep in mind is, does it cover your outside airline costs. And just like Ed mentioned, sometimes those plans have more limited coverage. If you book with a, and also if you're sick, it might not cover some of the situations with COVID or emergency expenses due to medical. Now, if you book with an independent travel insurance, on the other hand, that gives you the ability to shop around through the various vendors that I offer as well and choose a plan that's right for you. So, again, the coverage that you get can be tailored to your trip. And if you're packing important or valuable materials in your checkout luggage and you want a plan that has a higher baggage loss reimbursement, or if you're traveling to a country where there's a higher risk of contracting malaria or another disease, you may want to ensure that offers overseas medical coverage or medical evacuation. And hand selecting the exact coverage you want or need is something you can only do if you shop around outside of any coverage that your airline offers. So, which one's right for you? Again, it comes down to the type of coverage that you need and how complex your travel plans are. If you take a quick domestic trip to visit friends or family, and don't plan to participate in any risky activities, airline-provided travel insurance may be enough protection for you. On the other hand, if you're planning a trip of a lifetime with multiple destinations, opportunities to volunteer, participation in some other activities, or travel to a region with a limited medical care and a higher chance of getting sick, or even not, it may be wise to consider independent insurance. Remember, if your trip involves multiple airlines, car rental companies, accommodations, activities, it may be easier to deal with one independent insurance company that will cover your whole trip. And also, you may already have a credit card that has some travel protections if you use the travel card to purchase your trip. But just check the fine print because those protections, what the card might offer, might be also limited. So, again, with you, a travel credit card, these are things that you need to be thinking about. Does it cover the COVID situation? Does it cover cancellation, trip interruptions? And what is the level of reimbursement? And what is the emergency medical coverage? And does it also have evacuation? So, if you have questions about your insurance, definitely reach out to me. I'm happy to answer any questions you might have. And buying insurance is definitely, in my opinion, a must, whether you buy it off of the airline or through an independent travel insurance agents such as myself. I think that again, the reason why we get insurance is because of these unexpected events. If everything always happened smoothly, that would be awesome. But sometimes things do happen, and that's why we have insurance. So have a great day. Reach out to me. Let me give you a complimentary insurance checkup, and we'll see about having you travel around the world, staying happy and healthy, and having wonderful, magical experiences wherever you go. Have a great day. Bye.